Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Let's talk about the top landing spots for DeAndre Hopkins next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers. I'm here with Dave Richard with an emergency edition of FFT in 5. DeAndre Hopkins had requested a trade from the Arizona Cardinals. They did him one better. They just released him. They're going to take a $22 million cap hit for this season. Not a post-June 1st designation here. This is strictly, I think, in continuing with the Cardinals sort of soft reset. You know, Kyler Murray coming back from his ACL tear. This is going to be a really bad team. You can listen to the full episode of Fantasy Football Today where you guys talked about that, but what we're going to talk about here is looking ahead where we'd like to see DeAndre Hopkins play in 2023, because, you know, he was suspended for the first six games of last season. He's dealt with some soft tissue injuries over the last few seasons, and he is 31 in about a week. He's still really good, though. You know, 79.7 yards per game last season. He was good even when Kyler Murray wasn't playing. This is a guy who can still make an impact potentially. Where is the top landing spot you'd like to see DeAndre Hopkins end up?
My favorite landing spot for him, Chris, and I think the top two are pretty predictable. I'm going to pick Buffalo over Kansas City as the spot where I think he is where I want him to go. And it comes with a little bit of data that I think would support Buffalo going after Hopkins. How about this? Their pass run ratio, this is Buffalo we're talking about. Josh Allen that we're talking about. In the red zone last year, they were in the middle of the league in pass rate, 52.5% when they got into the red zone. And how was Josh Allen when he got into the red zone? I know you were going to ask that question, Chris. I beat you to it. He was 19th in completion rate in the red zone. He was first in interception rate, though. Most INTs in the red zone of anybody in football. Touchdown rate was pretty good. That was still top five. But I think that's what DeAndre Hopkins can offer a quarterback, is a winner in the red zone. That's why Arizona acquired him in the first place. And I think he can still do that. We're not asking, or a team shouldn't ask DeAndre Hopkins to be an explosive playmaker. Although he was sneaky explosive,
still pretty good
in the nine games that he played last year. I think he's much more of like a dominator in the end zone. Buffalo could use that type of guy. I think he would have more success in Buffalo than he would in Kansas City, where he'd kind of have to share that role with, what's that tight end? Is it Noah Gray? I'm forgetting his name.
Yeah, not Noah Gray. It's Travis Kelce, actually.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, this is Buffalo is one of those teams that the second half of last season, especially, there was a little bit of a swoon for Josh Allen. He wasn't quite the elite passer that we'd seen. Part of that was he was dealing with an elbow injury, but I think part of it is just that team really needs playmaking. They went out and got Dalton Kincaid. I think he can help out of the slot, but, you know, I think DeAndre Hopkins can definitely be an upgrade over Gabe Davis. Where else would you think, if the Buffalo Bills don't go get him, where else do you think DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, Kansas City. Yep. Yeah, Kansas City's number two, and it's kind of obvious. Patrick Mahomes, a quarterback, not a real stud number one receiver. Mm-hmm. Certainly not somebody that can win on the perimeter in Kansas City. That's an offense that's been schemed up quite a bit. I think Hopkins helps in three ways. Number one, obviously, makes them far less predictable in the red zone, and they're already one of the most unpredictable teams when they get in the red zone. Number two, he's somebody that can win on the outside. And number three, he can be sort of a security blanket for Patrick Mahomes. A play breaks down. Usually that's Kelce. Yeah. But if the middle of the field somehow gets taken away and Kelce doesn't get himself open, maybe he's double teamed.
example. Defenses can't double team Kelce and Hopkins at the same time. Let me just add this caveat, though, which will play into the third team that I like for DeAndre Hopkins. I'm worried about the target share being high for Hopkins. And with Hopkins, it's always been really high, Chris. Mm-hmm. We're talking over 30%. 1 year in the last four where it hasn't been, and it was the year that he was suspended. Marquise Brown went to Arizona. There's reasons for it. I think if he goes to Buffalo or Kansas City, that target share is probably going to be closer to like 23% than it would be 30%.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And, you know, I think there would be some knock-on effects to him going to Kansas City that I would actually welcome, because, you know, this was one of the things I said when the Vikings drafted Jordan Addison was, I'm glad we don't have to pretend KJ Osborne matters for fantasy anymore. And it's not the same thing with those Kansas City Chiefs wide receivers. I think Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, Rashee Rice, you know, they've all got early round draft capital. They're all potentially really productive players, but there's no separation between any of them in my mind right now. DeAndre Hopkins, I think, would be a clear number one there. I mean, you know, alongside Travis Kelce, where, you know, I've got Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, all projected for like 15 to 18% target share. DeAndre Hopkins would immediately be in that 23 to 25% range.
There
so,
you go.
And what's the third landing 100%. Spot?
This one's more just for fun than anything else, Chris. So if you've got a third spot, go ahead and give it. But thinking about that target share, where could he go where he could get that 30% target share? No problem. It's not a contending team. It's the Carolina Panthers.
Sure.
And it's an offense that really doesn't have an answer at wide receiver. But I think that they would be even more. I think they're going to be sneaky competitive this year, Chris. And I think Bryce Young's accuracy inside of 50 yards is really, really good. If he's throwing to DeAndre Hopkins, I could see Hopkins getting that target share, still having a high catch rate north of 65%, still averaging in the neighborhood of 12.5 to 13.5 yards per catch, and certainly coming through with some touchdowns on the other end from Bryce Young. It's more of a play on him just getting volume, and certainly less of a play of him getting a big money contract and being on a contending team. But I think he could get some really good numbers if he stayed, if he went to Carolina and was with Bryce Young.
Here's a kind of off the radar one that I don't know how realistic it is, but what about Detroit? A team that
we
is
talked
a popular
about that
pick
one.
To make the playoffs. Yes. No Jameson Williams. Amon-Ra St. Brown is an awesome player, but DeAndre Hopkins, I think, would be a really, really nice complement to him. Amon-Ra St. Brown, more of that short intermediate guy, not necessarily a dominant red zone guy because he's a little on the smaller end. DeAndre Hopkins could immediately step in, give that offense another focal point, give the opposing defense something else to worry about.
I know that we're over 5 minutes. Would you like to know Detroit's stats on pass run ratio in the red zone last
year? Let's hear it. 54%. I'm going to guess it was a lot of runs.
54% in the red zone last year. So they actually threw more than Buffalo did when they got into the red zone. And as for Jared Goff, how did he do when he was in the red zone? Completed 59.3% of his passes. That's tied for 10th best. His touchdown rate, though, 24.2%. That's 14th. Hopkins would fit in there, Chris. Yep. That's sneaky good. And sneaky a better answer than Carolina.
All right. That's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll see you next week.
Hey, everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.